If you want to see a local band in Kalamazoo, you might check out venues like Shakespeare's Pub, Old Dog Tavern, or maybe even the Kalamazoo Valley Museum. But there's more live music going on in this town than meets the eye, in the private homes of local musicians and their fans. I went to a few of these concerts to find out more about the house show phenomenon. Last weekend, college students, post-grads, and other local music aficionados grabbed a six-pack and headed for the basement to see Indiana band High Dive, Kalamazoo band Brown Cow, and Away Game of Grand Rapids.
Basically, I like going to house shows because it's a bunch of people coming together and playing music regardless of how good it sounds or how marketable it sounds, or playing it for people. People that don't want to pay to go see shows or whatever can experience live music and get inspired to play music, and what isn't awesome about that? So, my name's Janet Alatatone, and I'm a student at Western.
I'm Abe Epscamp. And you can end up talking to the musician afterwards, and, you know, some of the larger shows I've been to, you don't have that chance to really connect with the musician themselves.
Morgan Ramon, and I'm in Brown Cow. You can kind of be, like, in a personal atmosphere with the band. You're standing on the same floor, and they aren't standing above you, and you have a face-to-face interaction with them as you're playing. And at the same time, you're also, like, playing these shows with your friends, and you're interchanging, like, members of bands, so you just have this really collegiate energy toward the music scene.
The concert was at a place known only as Mill House. Jared Sellner is a member of Do It Together Kalamazoo, the group that organizes these house shows. He says DIT doesn't want to attract unwanted attention by posting the address in public, either from the police or, more importantly, the people that are likely to get arrested. Most of the concerts are held in student neighborhoods, but needless to say, these aren't the stereotypical garage rock concerts you've seen in the movies.
On any given weeknight, there could be a punk band or a folk band or a jazz band or an electronic experimental band or a guy literally looping together noise patches for 45 minutes. I mean, it just depends on who's booking what and who wants to show up and support it.
Take DIT's annual Valentine's Day show, for example. It's an all-acoustic open mic that's been going strong for 6 years.
Songs of mine, they are lonely.
DIT organizers say house shows are more of a way for musicians to share their art rather than make money. Usually there's no more than a $10 suggested donation, and Sellner says that's only for bands from out of town.
But that money's not going towards a bar for bar sales. It's going towards a touring band that you're literally helping put gas in their car and put food in their stomach.
DIT houses also serve as a home away from home for touring musicians. Rory Svekrik books shows at Mill House and rolls out the couch for artists who need a place to stay. Even bigger acts like Speedy Ortiz.
They've gotten rather large in sort of the indie scene and playing with Stephen Malkmus and the Breeders. And their first tour, they came to Mill House, loved it. They've played 3 times since and have like really bonded with what Kalamazoo is doing. So though they can play these huge venues and well-known indie acts, they're still coming around here.
Organizations like DIT seem to be growing across the country.
I know that there is like a DIT Lancaster and somewhere in Canada, and I just heard about a new one that I think is in South Bend, DIT South Bend. DIT GR is happening, and a lot of those spawned after Kalamazoo, which is pretty exciting.
Overall, concert goers like Melanie Decker say, you just have to experience a house show for yourself.
It's just like the most simple form of like playing music. Just come, hang out, enjoy it. I think it's pretty easy to understand.